Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. That's a mouthful. And you found it. I'm glad you did. I'm very excited. We're continuing our week in independent film. All of our guests this week have been involved in independent film and independent television. So lots going on. I'm very, very excited today because we watched this movie the other night, and Danny and I, when I say we, my better half and I, watched this movie and thoroughly enjoyed it. The movie's called Clinton Road, and one of the actresses from Clinton Road, Miss Erin O'Brien, is on the show with us today. Erin, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Fantastic. I'm so glad you're on the show. I tell you, I had a couple guests on a couple months ago from that were promoting the film Acts of Desperation, which you're also in. I really enjoyed that movie as well. And so it's so nice to meet you and have you on the show and whatnot. I'm very excited.
Oh, nice to meet you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, let me ask you, Erin, you're from Middleton, New Jersey, or grew up in Middleton, New Jersey.
Middletown,
I'm sorry. You've been in the acting game a minute here. Was this something you planned on doing when you were a young lady?
Oh, yeah, something I've always wanted. And I grew up in the best place to do it because I was literally like an hour from New York. So it was like, okay, I can just get on the train. I can, you know, figure this thing out. I can take acting classes. I started out doing like extra work and stuff when I was in high school. It was like the best place to grow up.
Well, three cheers to your folks for getting you there and back and everything, and supporting the dream. That's not always the case, but it's cool when it is. That's awesome.
Yeah, exactly. So you were on the train. Go have fun.
I'm telling you. Now, did you relocate from the East Coast out to the West Coast? Are you still on an East Coast lady?
Oh, no, I did. I moved to L.A. about 8 years ago now. But the funny thing is I work like a lot more on the East Coast now for some reason. So I actually go back a lot. I'll be back next month. I'm filming Chronicle of a Serial Killer with Steve Daniels, nice, who directed Clinton Road. So that'll be fun to work with him again. But, yeah, I work on the East Coast all the time now. It's funny.
That's crazy. It seems to be how it always goes, you know. What did you think of your transition from the East Coast to West Coast? Was that a lot different than you expected, or
It was honestly, I'm happy I did it. It really was the best move. I feel like I love New York. New York will always be like my home city, but it just became a little easier when I got to LA. I feel like.
Right. All right. Plus, you can wear flip flops every day, so there you go. I'm teasing. A nice beach there. It's not bad.
The weather's amazing.
It is. It really is. I went to college in Boston. I'm telling you, that's what I was just going to say. I went to college in Boston. I moved to New York for like a month. I tried to do it, and it was just so expensive. I couldn't handle it. And, met a girl, wound up moving to San Diego, where I lived for about 10 years. And I'm telling you, it was so funny. When I got to San Diego, we flew, and something was wrong. I don't know what they call it, that big arm thing that goes out to the plane. You know, when you get off the plane, you walk into the airport through.
Yeah.
That thing was messed up. So they did it old school, and they wheeled the rolling stairs up to the plane, and I got off like, you know, Miss America or something, waving to the press. And but when the door opened, you know, I went outside in the sunshine. I'm like, I could smell the sea from the bay there. I'm like, I'm home.
Exactly. February, I can relate.
In the Northeast, very nice.
Yeah, we need snow.
Oh, I'm telling you. Then I moved, and I'm in South Florida now. So, you know, New York South. So it's
I've never been to Florida, but as long as it's warm, I'd be happy there.
Yeah, it's not bad, and like I said, everybody's got a New York accent, so it's or
I
a
love
Brazilian
it.
one.
Exactly.
It's very very cosmopolitan. It's one of those cities
that's great.
That's like it shouldn't be in the United States. Like you get the, you know, like when you go to New Orleans or someplace or Montreal or Montreal is not in the States, but you know, you get that kind of different vibe. That's how South Florida is.
Interesting. Well, I'm gonna have to take a visit.
Yeah, a lot of fun. A lot of fun if you like going out, a lot of nightlife and whatnot. So anyway, we're far afield. Back to Clinton Road. This is a cool film. And had you heard of Clinton Road, like growing up in New Jersey and whatnot?
No, I was like I guess I grew up like an hour away from there, but we had a very similar road where I grew up, where there was, we would drive on it late at night, just try to like scare ourselves as like teenagers. But it had very similar like stories and stuff, which I'm pretty sure we all just kind of made up. But but yeah, I had never heard of it until I read the script and I like looked into it and I was like, holy shit. And when we filmed there, we filmed on the road. You can, I, at least for me, like, and I think the entire
you get a vibe?
Way, we were like freak out. Yeah. It was scary.
Oh, man. Man, they would have been, where's Jamie? I don't know. He left like 2 hours ago. Yeah, I'm telling you, this was a cool thing. I went down the rabbit hole. I got the press pack for Clinton Road, and I watched the trailer and everything. This is before when it was sent. And man, one night I spent about 3 hours just going from article and Wikipedia article to YouTube videos, and I'm like,
so interesting.
That's a lot of creepy stuff. Yeah, it was great. Well, this film adds to it, and this film definitely has a creepy vibe to it. It's I have friends who are, you know, what I would call like horror people. You know what I mean? They'll watch a horror movie, and they're kind of not even fun to watch a horror movie with because they're like, that guy's liver should have bled more. And I'm like, how do you know
they're
that?
They're like, no,
Yeah, they're those people. I just like to be kind of creeped out a little bit, you know, kind of an X-Files type person. You know what I mean? I'm like, ooh, this is creepy.
Same.
Yeah. And this movie was like, because I didn't know going in, I'm like, is this going to be a gory movie? Is this going to be a, you know, and it wasn't, but it was creepy enough that I think fans of that will appreciate it, you know? I got creeped out.
It definitely was psychological, I thought, too.
Absolutely. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi, folks. Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and, of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
Fantastic cast. How was it like meeting Richard Grieco? Or, you know, that's
pretty
cool.
Oh, he was so awesome. He was so sweet. I loved him. I had never met him before we filmed, and honestly, I felt like a little intimidated the first day I said, I'm like, oh, look, like it's Richard Grieco. But he was so sweet and so nice, and I feel like I made a friend in him. He's awesome.
Well, that's fantastic. There were some big names in this cast. Ice-T, Eric Roberts, Vincent Pastore, I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah.
I might not be. But there you go. I'm batting a thousand. So it was cool. So you got the script. You got the script and you read it and you were interested, of course. Were they going through a casting company or did you know some of the filmmakers or how did this come about?
So, Donna McKenna was casting it, but I had met her through, and Steve, through my friend Vincent Young. So Vincent Young and I, we did a movie called What Death Leaves Behind, which will also be out later this year. But so him and I became good friends, and he said, he was like reading the script, and he's like, let me talk to Steve and introduce you guys. I think he'd be great. So Steve and I hit it off, and I read the script. It was awesome. I sent in an audition, and Donna McKenna called me up and was like, we'd love to have you be part of the movie. So, but they're such great friends now, and I'm going to be working with them for the third time in July. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, fantastic. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, there you go, folks. For those budding filmmakers and actors, thespians listening on the show, be nice to everybody. Because you never know.
that works in all walks of life, right?
Exactly. Things work out that way. Oh man, we were just having me and my girl Danny were having that conversation where we're getting married and going through all that jazz.
Oh, congrats!
And, thank you. There's some tension rising with certain friends and all that kind of stuff, drama type. Stuff and we were talking about that last night. I was like, I think some of these people missed that day at kindergarten when you're supposed to be nice and people will play with you on the playground.
Exactly.
If you're not, nobody will.
Be nice to everybody.
Yeah, totally. Because you never know. You never know. Well,
exactly.
That's cool,
you never
man.
Know.
Well,
you're never that one person you're mean to. Like.
Oh, I'm telling you. I tell anybody, I'm not in the movie business. I'm a painter, and it's what I do for a living. I paint pictures of people, and people always ask me, they're like, what do I need to do to get to the point you're at? And I said, first thing, especially people starting out, I'm like, well, learn to draw. That's the first thing. The second thing, spend $20, get some business cards.
Absolutely. Mine were only $2.
Yeah, there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Erin O'Brien has business cards. I do not lie.
Saving money.
Was this a long shoot making Clinton Road?
For the cast, I believe it was a month. For me, it was 2 weeks, which was awesome because I got a lot of family time in too. So I didn't shoot every day. I shot like every other day. And then I got to spend some time with my sister and brother and my nieces and nephews. So that was really nice. But
nice.
Yeah, two weeks for me, in and out.
I bet you're the cool aunt, right? Lets them get away with everything.
Oh, my God, yes. And I'm like, I love that title. Like, I don't want any kids. I'm all good. But I have six nieces and nephews, and I'm, like, obsessed with them. And I'm so lucky that I get to work on the East Coast so much because I get to go and spend time with them as well. So, but, yeah, I'm definitely – they make me feel very cool, and I love that.
That's awesome. And you're a movie star. So how cool is that?
They make me feel like that, and it, like, is the best. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't.
That's awesome.
To myself, I'm not. To them, I am.
No, I hear you. Well, that's cool. Getting 2 weeks. And a lot of people don't realize, people not in the business or know that much about film. I talk to people at parties and whatnot, you know, and tell them about the podcast and this and that. And they say, oh, man, you know, we start talking about movies. And they're like, that's got to be hard, you know, like to film, like get everything set. They think it's shot in sequence. That's really the exception to the rule. Hardly ever is, I don't think.
True.
You know, it's, but it's very, very cool.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime, and treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit makingcancerhistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, were you, was this a stretch for you as an actor, as a thespian? Could you get your teeth into this character pretty good?
I don't think it was a stretch. I think horror is so much fun. Like, it's just, it's also really, like, easy to get into. Like, I get scared very easily, and just being on that road, I was like, I'm totally freaked out. So, horror is so much fun. Like, you have so much, like, liberty and freedom with horror. And you're usually in these weird scenarios that, like, probably won't happen, but it's just a lot of fun. So, no, this was great for me. This wasn't by any means difficult or a stretch. I had a lot of fun, and I love the cast. Like, the cast was great to work with. I say this in every interview, but I'm obsessed with Katie Morrison, who played Isabella. Like, I just think she's, like, such a great actress. And her
husband
she's amazing, with Ace Young, where I'm running out of the woods. And I'm trying to, like, you know, focus on what I'm doing as an actor, but I'm like, in my head, I'm like, she is so good. Like, I just, like, I love her. I think she's amazing.
Well, everybody did a fantastic job in this. And I don't want to give too much away, because I want people definitely to see it. Now it's out right now, right? People can watch this on, it's on demand, or is it coming out?
It's coming out on the 14th. So,
on the 14th.
Week, Yeah, June 14th, it'll be out in limited theatrical release. So we have a list out there of the theaters that that'll be in. One in Brooklyn, one in L.A., and then there's a few others, which I can't remember right now. And then, yeah, it'll be on demand as well. So if you don't have, if it's not
Very
like
cool.
a movie theater near you, you can just watch it on demand.
I've got the list here, ladies and gentlemen, and I will be posting it on my Facebook and social media and everywhere following the show, too. It's just cool if you can go to the theater and check it out, you know. I mean, who doesn't want to see Aaron's face 20 feet tall? It's fantastic.
Love it. Well, thank you for that.
You know? Like I said, I don't want to give too much away. There were some ghosties in it. I think I'll say that. Some ghostly encounters, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts? Are you a ghost girl? Are you? Do you watch all those shows? Are you into that stuff or not so much?
Well, I like it. Like, I like horror. I like the paranormal type of stuff. Like, it's so interesting. But I stay away from it a little bit because I scare so easily. Like, if I watch, like...
Right.
any sort of anything scary for like 3 days, I can't sleep. Like that movie Slender Man, I don't know why that still scares me, and I saw it like a year ago.
I'm telling you, what's really scary is those two gals who those young gals that went kind of nutty on that whole thing, you know.
Yeah,
cut that little stab that little girl. Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
and I don't know if they'd seen that movie or not, ladies and gentlemen. I just I was watching a thing on Nightline or something about it, and I was like, geez, it puts having children in perspective. You know, you're
right?
Like, oh man, what would you do?
Birth control.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I'm the same way. There's a great Edgar Allan Poe quote. I believe it was Edgar Allan Poe. I'll probably get emails if it wasn't. Saying something to, I'm paraphrasing, I've been terrified of ghosts I've never believed in ghosts, but I've been terrified of them my entire life. And it's
yes.
kind of where I fall in.
Same.
They're scary.
Absolutely.
But if I ever actually saw a real one or was on one of those ghost shows, it would be a boring show because I would leave. That's, you know.
Same. I would lose my mind.
Dust climbing. Yeah, exactly.
Well, we were filming, so
now,
I was like, nobody leave me by myself, like, ever, please.
Hey, there's a horror movie there. Some people go out to make an independent horror movie.
Yes.
The
That's
psycho
amazing.
Killer
behind the scenes.
Comes
exactly.
in.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man. I always thought that about haunted houses. I hate these haunted houses. Like, when I was a kid, everybody, you know, when you're a teenager, everybody wanted to go to a haunted house all the time. All my friends.
Eesh.
And I just, and it's bad when you're a guy because you don't want to punk out. You know what I mean? But
right.
Oh man, it was
I
bad.
Get that. We went to Universal Studios. They have like that mm-hmm. horror night. And my boyfriend was so excited to go. And I was like, oh God, I was like, okay, I'll go with you. But I need a drink. Like, you have to like get me alcohol because I'm scared shitless. So we went, and it turned out Universal Studio was dry that day, like no alcohol. I was like, oh, God. So we were there for a few hours. I closed my eyes on every single, like, thing we went on. And then at the end of it, there was this tram that, like, tried to drop us off with a bunch of scary clowns. I was like, that's it. I'm done. I started crying. I was so scared. It was, like, hours of torture. And, like, everyone else was having a blast. Like, I'm like, this sucks. I just can't do it.
Well, see, ladies and gentlemen, that just goes to show what a convincing performance Erin did in Clinton Road. She was actually terrified.
She was terrified.
That's fantastic.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Requires 2 new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you 2 episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beattie, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are 2 separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Rucks Gear, the online web shop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierucks.us.
Hey folks, located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare, hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com.
Now, this is you shot independent film before and whatnot. And this, I don't want to say. I mean, this wasn't. It's funny because in the you talk to people and they're like, "Oh, is it a big budget film? Was it a low?" I'm like, "Do you know what you're talking about?" No. This wasn't a major studio backing it and whatnot, but. This didn't certainly to me seem like a shoestring budget or anything. Maybe the producers would disagree with me, but I thought it played really well. You know, I was kind of impressed with the cinematography and whatnot, and the movie in general. Was this a really good time working on this?
Oh, it was great. I feel like I made such good friends working on it. It was a blast. Like, I was so excited to go to set every day. Everybody got along, which is nice because, honestly, that doesn't always happen. But everybody was so, like, I've made, like, a really good group of friends, and I still talk to everybody. I talked to Steve a ton, the director. I talked to Lauren a lot. We all stay in touch, which is really nice. I talked to the producers, like all the time. I love them, and I see them out in L.A. a lot.
Nice.
But yeah, it was a really nice set to be on.
No, oh, that's cool. That's cool. Now, while I know we're that's always a good thing. No matter what kind of work you're
right.
doing,
exactly.
doesn't always happen. It's nice when it does. Now, I know sometimes it's hard to mention upcoming projects. T's got to be crossed, N's dotted, and whatnot. Especially with movie people, there's contracts
yeah.
and things that are in the work. You've mentioned one project you're working on. Are there several others? Because I see on your IMDb page, man, it seems like you're working like every day.
Oh, well, not quite every day, but it's. I'm trying. I have there's a few things like that are. I'm definitely doing Chronicle of a Serial Killer next month. But besides that, there's a few projects I'm waiting on that are most likely a go, but just not happening like in the immediate future, hopefully by like the end of the summer, fall. But yeah, it's a lot of, I feel like this business is a lot of like maybes and waiting. And but yeah, for now, it's just the one project that I know is definitely happening. And then after that, I think I have another horror coming up. We're working on something called Coffin 3, a trilogy of horror movies. So this will be the third one. And we shot a really cool concept trailer that just got released a couple days ago. So we're hoping to be filming that soon. And that was a lot of fun to work on.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, let me ask you, Well, you know, that's a good thing. It's a good genre. It's a strong genre.
It is.
People are into that, you know,
they are,
especially these days. I think people like escapism a little bit. You know, they look at the news and
totally.
They're like, oh man, I don't even want to think about it. But you know, so I think it's a great, very smart business move on your part to do these films and whatnot. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks. It's also just a lot of fun. I love it.
Yeah. Being such a cool actress and whatnot, and in these movies and stuff, do you also get involved in some of the, you had mentioned like some of the pitching, and to have you go to, when I lived in California, I had some friends, and it seems, man, every weekend I was at a fundraising. This was before crowdfunding, but I was always doing these fundraising parties and stuff, donating paintings and whatnot, and meet and greets and that kind of stuff. Do you have to do a lot of that kind of stuff, or not so much? They have it pretty well streamlined.
Not really. Like, I try to like get out there and like support like other friends and things and see their films, and it's always a good way to like meet people and make connections as well. But I do that once in a while, but like. No, I'm not really on that end of it right now, where I'm trying to like raise money for anything or, I just love like working as an actor, and like anywhere I can, I just try and do that. But I haven't really been on the crowd, like the funding side of it.
I'm telling you, just keep doing what you're doing. And before you know it, you're going to be at all these cons. I didn't realize that was such a big thing. My girlfriend's into that cosplay stuff. See, there you go.
I'll be at Fanboy in July.
There you go. Yes, I bet you will.
So,
you know,
yeah. No,
you're a beautiful, beautiful actress, of course. You know, I mean, that's, you know, that gets people into the theater, baby.
Well,
no, that's a big
that.
Thing. And a big, you know, a big part of it and whatnot. Very cool. I'm glad to hear that.
Thank
Glad
you. No,
that.
I'm really excited. I'm like really happy they invited me, and they invited me because of Clinton Road too. And they were just, so I'll be there for the weekend in Knoxville, July 12th.
Nice. Well, like
yeah.
I said, folks, we're talking about Clinton Road. It's a fantastic psychological horror film with some paranormal stuff in it. A lot of paranormal stuff in it, actually. And I enjoyed it. Danny and I. And believe me, when I say I'm not necessarily a horror fan, Danny definitely, she's kind of like Aaron. She gets scared easy. It's hard to get her to watch some of these, but she watched this one and she loved it. She really had a good time with it. Very cool. You know, and of course, our favorite character, Gina, in it. That's played by Erin O'Brien. So very cool. And it comes out, you can go see this in a week. Are you guys having a party or something for it when it comes out?
I think they might be doing something in New York on the 13th. I'm just not sure if I can make it out.
Gotcha.
I may actually be working, but they're going to do a little something.
I'm telling you, man, doing this acting thing, you're going to be, I imagine you're on a plane as much as you are working. You know, back and forth.
I am flying a lot. That's true. And I feel like I'm in Vegas like a ton too. I was in Vegas doing actually a shoot for Fanboy 2 weeks ago, and now I'm back again. And then, July is going to be a lot of flying, and I hate flying.
Right. Oh, I know. Well, you know, I always try to schedule mine at night so I can, whenever I travel, I like to, because I can sleep anywhere. I like to just try to fall asleep and then wake up and I'm there. You know, I think that's
exactly.
Fantastic.
I do too.
Like, oh. I'm here. Very, very cool.
Makes it easy.
Oh, absolutely. And you're rested for whatever may come.
Exactly.
Very, very cool. Well, like I said, folks, Clinton Road, you got to see it. You got to check it out. This is a fantastic film. We have a link up on our show page to the official Clinton Road movie Facebook page and whatnot. I suggest you go there, like it, share it, hit that share button. Because if you dig something, ladies and gentlemen, chances are your friends will dig it as well. That's why they're your friends, you know? You guys like the same stuff. So help get the word out. Very, very, very cool. Well, Erin, I know you're a busy lady, and I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule and your day there in Sin City.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it so much.
It's probably about 300 degrees today. Enjoy
yeah, just
that.
Like yesterday was 300.
I'm telling you, it gets cold, or hot, I mean. But it's better than it being cold. Very, very cool.
Right.
Well, thank you so much for taking time and being on the show. I really appreciate it. And, you know this already, but I'll tell you anyway. Keep doing what you're doing because you're real,
Aww.
Real good at it.
Oh, thank you.
And we can't
I
wait to see more.
So much. It's so nice. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Have a great day. And ladies
thank
and gentlemen,
you.
That's going to, yeah, absolutely. That'll wrap it up for us today. We will be back. What is today? Today's Thursday. Hey, man, I've got the weekend off. How about that? We will be back Monday, though. Monday night is our monthly new show called Monday Rocks Hot Topics. And I partner up with an old, very good friend of mine, DJ Miss Monday. And it's our house music night. We talk about DJ culture and house music and all that stuff that she still does. I used to do before I, retired from clubbing and whatnot and got old, but I still follow it as I can. And that'll be Monday night, 10 o'clock here on the East Coast, 7 o'clock out on the West Coast. Today's episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed on all the various social media platforms and all the podcasting platforms. We're on like 160 or something now. The big one is Apple Podcasts. If you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcasts, hello from the past. Do me a quick favor. Hit that ratings and review. Makes it so much easier when I talk to our advertisers. When we're at the top of the page and all the numbers are good and keeps the lights on around here. So it's awesome. Very, very cool. Again, Clinton Road. Check it out. I really enjoyed this film and I think you will as well. Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see you later. Bye.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.